This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday sought to present a united front with Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga to counter an increasingly assertive China as the U.S. leader held his first face-to-face White House summit since taking office. Biden hosted Suga for talks about offered the Democratic president who took office in January, a chance to work further on his pledge to revitalize U.S. alliances that frayed under his Republican predecessor, Donald Trump. China topped the agenda, underscoring Japan's central role in U.S. efforts to face down the challenge from Beijing. Suga said he and Biden agreed on the necessity of frank discussions with China in the context of Beijing's activities in the Indo-Pacific region, and reaffirmed the importance of the U.S.-Japan alliance. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Friday that Russia is asking 10 U.S. diplomats to leave the country in retaliation for Washington's expulsion of 10 Russian diplomats over alleged election interference and other malign actions. The U.S. government on Thursday also blacklisted Russian companies and barred U.S. banks from buying sovereign bonds from Russia's central bank, National Wealth Fund, and Finance Ministry. Lavrov, speaking at a news conference with his Serbian counterpart, said Moscow was also considering possible painful measures aimed at U.S. businesses in Russia. Moscow would also end the activity in Russia of U.S. funds and NGOs that interfere in the country's internal affairs, again, according to Lavrov. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News.